Sound Healing Experts Live podcast, show number one, interview with sound healing expert David Gibson.
Listen and explore with us the world of sound healing.
You're listening to the Sound Healing Experts Live podcast at www.soundhealingexpertslive.com. We intend to be your first resource for live interviews with experts in the field of music and sound healing. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. Email me directly, andrew@soundhealingexpertslive.com, or drop by the website, www.soundhealingexpertslive.com. Hi, this is your host, Dr. Andrew Collier, and I'd like to welcome you to our first episode of the Sound Healing Experts Live podcast. Our podcast today is from a free live teleseminar conducted with David Gibson. This free teleseminar, like all of our free live teleseminars, were conducted with a worldwide survey asking people like you what they wanted to know about music and sound healing. If you'd like to participate in our series of free live teleseminars with sound healing experts, just drop by the website www.soundhealingexpertslive.com and sign up for our mailing list.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Andrew Collier, and I'd like to welcome everyone to our call today with David Gibson. And we'd just like to thank David for being here today. We'd like to thank all of you for participating in our Ask campaign and submitting your questions and being on the call. So we'd like to start off today with just a little bit about who David is and who I am and how this call came to be and why we're all here today. So I'm a professional musician and a healthcare practitioner, and I became interested in music medicine and sound healing and sound and consciousness starting in about 1994. So I've been involved in this field and following a lot of these people for a long time. And how this call came to be today is that I was actually doing some research on the internet, and I came across David's World Sound Healing Conference site, and it just looks amazing. He's got 60 people who are going to be at this conference, at least, who are all starting, they're coming in about a month. They're going to be there for a week in May. So I contacted David and talked to him when I was going to be in California, and we met about a month ago, and David was so gracious to spend about 3 hours showing me around his institute, and my wife Melanie and I got a treatment on his sound healing table, and he showed us his studios, and we just talked about all the really great stuff that's going on. And I thought, if I'm going to start a sound healing experts interview series, I really would like to start with David. So today we have the pleasure of interviewing David Gibson, and he's the founder and director of the Globe Institute for Psychoacoustics and Sound Healing in San Francisco. David is also a professional recording engineer and producer. He's the author of two books, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. He's the inventor of the patented virtual mixer, and he's the host and coordinator of the first ever World Sound Healing Conference in San Francisco. Thanks a lot for being on the line with us, David, today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So everyone has a story. That's one of the things I've learned after being in practice for 14 years. And just to get started today, I'd like to ask you a little bit about what exactly is your story? What is your path? How did you wind up in sound and healing?
You know, I actually started out as a recording engineer. Even further back, when I was in school, I went to UC Berkeley, and I was going to be a physics major. And then I ended up in UC Santa Cruz doing radio. And then went to San Francisco State and studied recording. And when I got out of school, a friend of mine called up and said he just bought a 24-track recording studio. So I went back to Atlanta to run this studio where I'm originally from. And within 6 months, James Brown's band booked the studio, so I got some experience. And James gave me a hug, and he said, "Bless you, child."
Wow.
Blessed by the Godfather of Soul.
That's pretty awesome.
And so then I moved back to California and got a job in a major studio in Santa Cruz. And at Santa Cruz, I started studying, I had studied a lot of esoteric systems. I actually had a radio show at UC Santa Cruz where I did guided meditation. So I got into the study of chakras and and really got into the whole, you know, healing side of it. And then when I opened up my own school in recording, and I came up with this visual system so you could actually see sounds between the speakers. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I could use this visual system to put sounds, visuals of sounds, inside the body. And that's how I really got into the field. I started contacting everybody that is involved in sound healing, and ended up hiring a few of the instructors to teach at the recording school. And then about 5 years ago, we opened up the whole side of sound healing at the recording school.
Wow.
And it was good. It was easy because, you know, San Francisco, I think, has the highest concentration of sound healers in the world.
It must, because if anyone has ever seen your catalog for your school, it's simply amazing. I live in New York, and I'm seriously figuring out how I can either move to San Francisco or somehow temporarily live there for a couple of years, because the faculty looks amazing. Your catalog looks amazing. And I think that's really great. That's probably one of the ways that you were able to put together such a great faculty for the conference coming up.
Yeah, we had a lot of connections from our staff already. And, you know, it's really, our staff is really just unbelievably, they're just so amazing because they've done so much research, way more than I've done myself. And so I've learned so much just from my staff. Mm-hmm. And also, they're just so committed to helping others. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a wonderful place to be. You know, I'm so blessed to have all these people around me.
Well, it definitely shows in the vibe of the Institute. What's for you listeners out there, what's really great at the Institute is it's a really great blend of science and engineering and recording and healing. They've got studios with Pro Tools, all professional recording equipment, and then they have other rooms that are set up for sound and healing. And as part of the Institute, when students come through your course, they wind up having it looks like they have a nice balance of kind of the left brain recording, engineering, musicianship type side, and then also the right brain of healing and how can we use sound, you know, how can we use the application of all the stuff that we've learned on the human body and to help people to feel better.
You know, Andrew, we've also found, though, that some people aren't interested at all in the technology side.
Oh, really? Okay.
So just in the last year, we actually set up a whole track where people can just do the whole natural sound healing side, which is really huge in itself. I mean, learning about bija mantras and Sanskrit and just basic toning and chanting, but still learning about the underlying physical structure of sound, so they know what's going on with sound. But it's more of using natural instruments such as voice, tuning forks, crystal bowls, and that whole realm.
So they
have a choice to do either a combination of technology and music production and natural sound healing, or just the natural sound healing side.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So one of the questions, it's interesting, the questions that we received through our survey were actually quite varied. We had some that were very basic questions, and then we had some that were quite advanced questions. So I'm just going to start with some of the basic questions. And it's interesting that one person asked, what is sound healing? Or how can sound healing best be described?
Yeah. You know, it's really based on the fact that everything is vibration. So, you know, we've kind of gone through a little anxiety about whether we should call it just sound healing or vibrational healing. And it really crosses over into the whole realm of vibration in light, vibration in any realm. So, you know, and that's the basic idea. Everything is vibration. So anything that basically uses vibration, could be considered, well, technically it's not sound healing because there's sound and then there's electromagnetic vibrations, which are actually a different form of energy. But, but the field of sound healing really incorporates such a wide range of different aspects. And that's one of the most interesting thing about taking the classes is you learn that it's not just one or two things. There are like 50 different things that are going on in this field. It's becoming huge. And it ranges from just using natural instruments to change the vibration of a person. This this starts out with just relaxation and putting people into a state of well-being, but it also then extends to the realm of very specifically working on diseases and or any other issues that are going on in a person. So there's the full range of natural instruments. Then there's the whole realm of music. In one way, you can think of sound healing as three different areas. First of all, there are frequencies that do healing, just individual frequencies. And there are specific frequencies that are archetypal frequencies that have been discovered from, you know, back to the Egyptian times for healing. Then there are musical intervals.
Okay.
Which are relationships between frequencies. And and then there is music, which are basically changing musical intervals and frequencies. So those are the three areas there. So we also, a lot of people also, of course, get into the musical side of sound healing. You know, in music therapy, they really talk about just using music, whereas in sound healing, we actually talk more, or not more, but we also include the frequency healing, the healing aspects of just the specific frequencies. Besides the natural sound healing and the music production, there's also now a lot of new technologies that are coming out where you can transmit sound with these technologies into specific organs or muscles or areas. And there are a lot of people that are going to be at the conference that have some new medical technologies that you can just hold on different areas of the body, and they're very, very powerful. Besides that, there's also the whole area of psychology and psychotherapy using sound. There is a system called the Listening Program where you can that is being used in therapy centers across the nation that helps get rid of learning disabilities with kids and also helps with autism.
Wow.
And then there's the whole side of voice analysis. There are about seven companies that actually use an analysis of the sound of the voice, and some of them use an analysis of the sound of the breath to tell you everything from what's going on with different organs in your system to what's going on with you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. There's one program by Don Estes that actually gives you it's like a psychic reading. It tells you what's going on with you in those four areas in your past, in the present, and in the future.
From a voice analysis?
Just from a voice analysis.
Do they need any kind of special fancy microphone for that, or can people just call on the telephone, or does it need to be done in person with a practitioner, or?
The full range. Actually, some of them you have to have a special microphone. There's one by, the voice bio system that we use at the system by Kayla Thompson. She actually has a little cheap unit that practitioners can buy and mail to the client and have them just speak into it and then mail it back, and you can do a voice analysis that way. Normally it's not done over the phone. It's normally at least a basic microphone.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to have a special microphone in some of their systems, and some of the systems are really complex, whether like Don Estes' system, you actually have to log on to a supercomputer when we use it, so it can get pretty intense.
Wow.
But, you know, probably the most interesting area besides all of those that I've mentioned is the whole medical field. God, you know, what's going on in the medical field, I really believe it's going to change the whole field possibly within even 5 years.
Wow.
You know, I was just at a conference with of sound healers, and there was John Reed was there. And John does cymatics, which are basically where you take sand or powder and you put it on a metal plate. And when you vibrate it, you get these incredibly beautiful mandala-like patterns.
So he's continuing Hans Jenny's original cymatics work. Okay.
Exactly. He actually came up with a unit you can buy now, which actually shows visually any sound that you can sing to it. He's going to have it at our booth at the conference, actually.
Oh, cool.
Where you can sing into it or play any instrument into it and see the actual pattern. Well, what he's discovered is this pattern that you see in the sound is also in the atom on the atom or in the atom somehow.
No way. So what you're saying is with cymatics, for those of you who are listening now who aren't familiar with Hans Jenny and cymatics, he was a Swiss engineer, is that right? Swiss medical doctor, and he would take a steel plate and he would put a transducer or a speaker-like thing on the bottom of the steel plate, and then he would put sand on the top of it, and he would play
find the resonant pattern of that cell,
okay,
which is a cymatic pattern.
Right.
It actually opens the cell up to feed energy into the cell and heal it.
Really?
But the second part is if you then turn the volume up on that sound going into that resonant pattern of that cell, it explodes the cell. And, you know, Fabian Mamon has also shown how to explode cells and cancer cells. He has a book where he actually shows the cells being exploded.
Really?
So what this means is you can... John has come up with a system where you can do a biopsy
of a cancer cell.
Uh-huh. Take it out, find the cymatic pattern, and then create a sound that resonates that cymatic pattern perfectly. Then transmit that sound into the body, turn the volume up, and explode. You explode all of the cancer cells with no side effects at all.
Wow, that's crazy amazing.
You know, it's funny, it just occurred to me, it's really funny. It's like, it kind of gives a loud hip-hop music a new I couldn't help that.
That's great. Well, for, you know, I just...
Turn the volume up too loud, you know.
Exactly, well, it'd be a good reason to turn the volume up. Well, I just wanted to say right now, if you're listening live today, or if you're listening through a podcast or an MP3 download, and you'd like the opportunity to purchase a copy of the audio and the written PDF transcript of today's call, go to www.davidgibsontranscripts.com. And you can get the audio transcript, and we're also having it professionally recorded and edited, and also the written PDF transcripts or a copy of both. So anyway,
there's one other thing to put it all in perspective. You know, people talk about sound healing, but really sound healing is only half of the whole field. You know, the other half is sound health and raising consciousness and connecting to spirit with sound.
Well, that's great. So talk a little bit about that.
You know, if you can simply connect to spirit, you know, you may not need any healing.
Mm.
And so, you know, there's kind of two areas that people are dealing with in this field, and there's some controversy, and people have seen people get into some pretty heated discussions because, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, we shouldn't be just using sound to replace pharmaceuticals. We should be raising our consciousness so we don't have to use, you
right,
know,
use them in
the
first
place.
Right.
You know, and so, although, you know, I mean, there's
the people, patients come to practitioners or people show up in your office or they come to you at different levels. Some people already have a level of consciousness, or some people are already desiring a higher level of consciousness, and that might be appropriate for them. But some people, I mean, we have people who come here, they already have cancer.
Yeah.
So, yes, we need to work on their consciousness, but we also need to address the fact that they have cancer.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, the other thing, of course, is you know, who knows what's in the plan? Maybe they're meant to have cancer.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's their...
We don't know what their spirit needs to, what their soul is supposed to experience here.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So then the question becomes, okay, how do you raise consciousness and connect the spirit with sound? I mean, we've probably nobody would be on this call if they haven't experienced had such an experience.
Right.
Because we all know, I mean, I've had, even with Pink Floyd, I saw God on Pink Floyd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was at one of their concerts. It was unbelievable. This white light came into me and it affected me for years.
Wow.
It was really, really incredible. And of course, you know, like God, just listening to Deva Premal, really connects me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, well, how does it happen? And that's what we're really about, is really figuring out exactly how that happens. You know, and there's a few things that tie into it. One thing is a most basic concept of sound healing and using sound for raising consciousness is that your intention is carried on the sound wave. Not only is it carried on the sound wave, if you record your something while you have your intention clear and consistent, it will get recorded into the recording. And of course, when you play it back, that intention is transmitted. And this has, as probably people know, this has been proven by Dr. Emoto, who's going to be at our conference, and a ton of other research projects where they've proven that intention really is real.
Well, I'm sorry, but we're out of time for today. The rest of this interview can be found at www.davidgibsontranscripts.com. You can also find a link to the www.davidgibsontranscripts.com on the blog post that's associated with this particular podcast at www.soundhealingexpertslive.com. Thank you so much for listening to our Sound Healing Experts Live podcast. If you listen to this through some sort of click-to-play option, thank you so much. But do consider subscribing to our podcast so that you have every episode delivered directly to you the moment that it's released. You can find Sound Healing Experts Live in the iTunes music directory or follow any of the subscription options at www.soundhealingexpertslive.com.